Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Our next guest, Doug Pratt, Director of Communications for the Michigan Education Association. Hello, Doug.
Hey, Jack.
Well, we are about a week away, and what's different from a perspective of teachers and the education community for 2010-2011?
You know, there's going to be a lot of challenges this coming year. There are all new requirements under the Race to the Top program and the laws that were passed to try to get Michigan to compete for those funds that require some pretty drastic changes to schools that aren't currently performing up to the standards we'd like to see in this state. And so there's going to be schools all over the state that are working hard to try different things to help students succeed. And where we are seeing school districts and their employees work together to come to the right conclusions, we think we're going to see some real success this year. So is it a challenge? Yes, but it's a good thing. But we also see lots of places out there where class sizes are going to be on the rise in school districts because of the funding situation.
Is that inevitable at this point?
I mean, right now, with our decade-long budget mess in education, but that's why, especially in this being an election year, we have to stay focused on the need for real reform to our funding practices in this state. We spend more on government contracts that go unaudited than we spend on schools. That's something that needs to change. We need to make sure we're getting the best bang for our buck in this state, and certainly, we're not in the flush economic times that we may have been in the past, but we've got to make sure that the system that we've got set up is a fair system that's providing an adequate funding level for schools, and that's just not happening right now.
I hear a lot of people, Doug, on both sides of the aisle talking about reform. I think most people could agree that there need to be significant reforms. Some people think that that involves a dramatic reduction in teacher pensions and benefits, and others think it involves a significant increase in funding, or at least a shift in the funding to a more fair, more reasonable way to provide the services that students need to be successful in the future.
Yeah, we firmly believe that you need to compensate educators professionally so that we get the best and the brightest into our classrooms. So we continue to push that. But on your point of reform, there are ways that we can reform this system that don't involve the dreaded T word, taxes, that is. I mean, MEA is on record saying that we believe we need a graduated income tax, that we need to tax services. But set that aside for a moment. We give out millions of dollars in the state in tax loopholes and tax incentives that don't necessarily create jobs. Mm-hmm. There's opportunities to just change our priorities and put more priority on making sure that we're educating our kids, that we're supporting small businesses, that we're investing in Main Street instead of Wall Street. And that's really a theme that you're going to hear a lot this fall coming out of the Democratic candidate for governor, Virge Brunero, who firmly believes that we need to make changes in our priorities and put our priorities with our kids and our economic future.
Do we need extensive consolidation of districts? I know there are pluses and minuses with that, but do you see that as the way this is going?
Well, I think there's two things you have to take into account when you talk about consolidation. One, you've got to make sure there's actually savings there. You can't just assume that you can take two school districts that each serve 1,000 kids and smush them together and that you're going to see savings. You still have 2,000 students that you have to educate, feed, transport, the whole nine yards. But can there be savings, especially as we look at administrative services? Yeah, you've got to make sure on a district-by-district basis that the savings are there. But that's just one half of it.
Sure.
The other half, you've got to take a look at what that does to the educational environment. Is that change going to hurt the day-to-day learning for students?
What you talk about with consolidation, would the same hold true for privatization?
Well, see, that's the big difference. Privatization, you've got private companies coming into schools whose priority isn't the education of those students. Mm-hmm. The priority is their bottom line and delivering for their stockholders. Mm-hmm. So we don't believe that that's the right priority for our schools. Mm-hmm. We don't believe that taking jobs, good jobs within our community, and sending them to out-of-state or out-of-country corporations is a good solution for our funding problems in Michigan. We need to keep good jobs here. That's the way to lead us out of this economic mess.
Doug, last question. In terms of negotiations, in terms of signed contracts, what percent of districts are still wrestling with that and maybe a long ways away from contract signings?
You know, to be honest, off the top of my head, I don't have a percentage. I do know that we still have, you know, a large number of unsettled contracts out there. But that's not going to stop school employees from coming back to work this fall and being focused on what's important, and that's educating our students in this state. But we're going to continue to work hard at the bargaining table to ensure that we are making decisions that work for students and work for school employees who have already made more than $1 billion in sacrifices over the past 3 years.
Doug Pratt, Communications Director for the Michigan Education Association. Doug, great to talk with you again, and we'll talk to you on a regular basis throughout the school year.
Look forward to it, Jack.
This hour of Ebling and You was brought to you exclusively by AT&T. Find out what's possible when you can record your shows and play them back in any room with AT&T Total Home DVR. AT&T, rethink possible. We'll be right back with Hour 2. Tom Watkins, Greg Jones, Mark Schauer, coming up next, 1320 WILS.